Listen to Alan for Breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.
Hey, Alan here, and welcome to the catch-up. It was a big show today. Jess was sent home from MasterChef, and I had a chat with her all about it. There's only three left, by the way. It's going to be a big night on MasterChef for that one. As well as Out of Bounds, Leachy joined me, chatting all things about the massive AFL results, the Slammers, what happened in the SWFL. On top of that, a few little things here and there, including the Bledisloe Cup. It's all happening. Peter Sutton as well chatted to me about social media usage and when's the right time to have a rant about your work. Spoiler alert, it's never. Also on top of that, a few little things like Felicity's son, a few little fun bits we'll chuck in there. Enjoy the catch up. We're very sad to see this young lady sent home. Jess, how are you? How are you feeling?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. First off, I noticed everyone's talking about this during MasterChef, and at first I was like, leave it alone. We know she's 19. Stop bringing it up. But then I think, when I was 19, the idea of cooking up some of the dishes you did is insane. Mm-hmm. I'm 30 now, and I couldn't even do something like that. Congratulations to you, really. What an impressive job you did.
Thank you so much for that. I know it does get a bit annoying when they're like, oh, she's only 19. Mm. We get it.
Well, yeah, like at first I was like, oh, we get it. We know she's young. But then, yeah, 19 years old, some of the stuff you were cooking was better than some of the best restaurants I've ever been to. Nigella Lawson at one point even asked you to show her how you did something. How great was that?
I know, it was phenomenal. I couldn't even believe that she wanted to learn something from me.
Did you get the chance to show her?
Unfortunately, no, but maybe in the future, hopefully.
Yeah, maybe you can pop on over to WA when she's here for the Gourmet Escape later on this year.
Definitely.
Now, let's talk about your journey. You cooked some exceptional dishes. Was there a point where you were like, instead of just saying, hey, I'm in this to, like, you know, learn everything I possibly can learn, where you said, wait a second, I can actually win this thing?
I don't know. I think I've never really believed in myself to make it that far. And when I've made it to like top five, that's when I thought to myself, oh, maybe I could win this thing. But when I got eliminated, that's when I was so crushed.
Yeah. What was that like? Talk me through it.
I was so crushed for the first maybe 5 minutes. And then it was just this sudden relief that I don't have the stress. I didn't have to think about, oh, what am I going to be cooking next? And it was just, it's a great experience.
Yeah. Like this giant weight went off your shoulders.
Definitely.
But you got eliminated on the boat, and they were like, well, it's time to say goodbye, but you couldn't go anywhere.
Oh, I just jumped off board.
That's the way to do it. Just get a jet ski on the side and just get out of there.
Definitely.
Now, I'm not going to ask you who wins it, because I know with finales, all you guys end up watching the whole thing anyway. I'm not going to make you lie and pretend that you don't know, because we always see that. But I will say, with the winner, we will find out this week, were you very excited to see that person win?
Definitely. I think he's really made it so far in the competition. I'm so proud of everything that he's done. And, you know, any three of them would be definitely amazing to win this competition.
Absolutely. For a second, I thought you did a spoiler. Then I realized, not there's three guys left. There are three guys left. I had to think about that for half a minute. Well, congratulations once again. What's the big plans now?
Well, I definitely want to open up my own cafe. Maybe it might take me 1 or 2 years to really build. And having my cookbook that kind of focuses on sweet and savory desserts.
You nailed the desserts. So, yeah, absolutely looking forward to trying that one. Jess, congratulations. You did such a good job, not just for a 19-year-old, obviously, but just as an all-round contestant. You absolutely killed it. Well done to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And it has been a big year for Clear Free, but it feels like every month we're doing some kind of celebration for some kind of anniversary that he's got. And I can understand that a lot of people are going, yes, we love these celebrations. Any opportunity to give some love to Cliff Reeve, we'll happily take it, which is why I've got some great news for you. We sure do love Cliff Reeve here, and we sure know Cliff Reeve loves an anniversary. This year, we've already celebrated his 60th birthday, 25 years working in Triple M and Radio West, and 42 years being in the radio industry. Well, we've still got a lot more anniversaries to come, including his wedding anniversary, 10 years since he last wore leather pants, 5 years since he switched to a more water-saving shower head, 40 years since he discovered his first chest hair, and 30 years since he lost his virginity. So make sure you keep it locked right here on Triple M Southwest as we celebrate all the Cliffiversaries coming up in 2018. Well done to him. Cliffiversaries, get around it. So many happening this year. Just, yeah, well done. Well done. Absolutely phenomenal. Yeah.
With your weekend sports roundup, it's Out of Bounds on the Southwest's Triple M.
Yes, and I happen to have the man in the studio, the legend, the myth, whatever you want to say, Mr. Daniel Leach.
How are you
this morning, mate?
Good, thank you very much.
Award-winning Daniel Leach. I might just quickly throw that out there. Congratulations, by the way, mate.
Yeah, thank you. That's enough.
You essentially won the Employee of the Year Award on Friday night. Well done. No, I'm going to say any more than that, but just well done. Well deserved.
So this weekend in sport...
I was nominated, but whatever. Go on, all yours.
Deary me. I think we think too much about these sort of things, but anyway. sport over the weekend. Sowas Football League yesterday. Big win by Bunbury. They won by 22 points to keep their finals hopes possible. Top two spots alive. Good win there. Eton Boomers, very good win over Harvey Brunswick Leicester. They won that by 35. South Bunbury, big win over the Collie Eagles, which means top four looks just about set, with Donnybrook having their win over the Harvey Bulls on Saturday. Busselton, the big winners over the weekend. They won all four grades, which is great to see for them. It was also their big fundraiser for the Leukemia Foundation, and from all reports, they have done an exceptional job with their efforts on the weekend too. The great news for Busselton in terms of the league competition is they are still well and truly in the hunt for the finals. They're in sixth spot. They're outside with a percentage of 96.7. Augusta Margaret River are inside the five with a percentage of 99.3. So they're very close, Busselton. But Carey Park, HBL, they're still in the hunt, but they are going to have to make every post a winner from here on in. In the lower Sowas Football League, biggest result of the weekend was Tigers getting the win at Imperials. Big result because Imperials had a massive winning streak going on, but the Tigers managed to knock them off. They won by 11 points. Great victory for them. They managed to play exceptional football with the likes of Jackie Arnoux and also Lyndon Muir kicking six goals between them. So well done to them.
Wow.
The other results from the weekend, Bridgetown beat Boyup Brook and Southerners too strong for Kojuna. Now, we know West Coast and Fremantle didn't play all that well yesterday.
No.
Fair to say that West Coast, as much as you can say they didn't have Josh Kennedy, they didn't have Luke Shuey, and they didn't have Lewis Jetta, they're still garbage trying to go forward, unfortunately for them. Lost by 40-odd points to North Melbourne. In a way, it's almost like that a lot of results were going the way of the West Coast Eagles. They were getting a lot of luck.
Yeah.
One had to turn at some point. That was the case. Having said that, there's still a game clear in second spot. So
it's sometimes you need a win. I mean, you need a loss like this right before you start getting ready for finals. You start getting ready for the big end of the year. And maybe this is a little bit of... I mean, Kennedy being out is not good. But,
Eagles
fans
will be happy that it happened this week and maybe not next week, being the Derby.
Yep.
Frio fans, I hear your pain. Hang in there. There's a few weeks to go. If you can win the Derby next weekend, you won't be shutting up for months, I would say.
It's a big if.
It's a big if, but you never know. So Daniel Ricciardo last night finished fourth in the Hungarian Grand Prix. Red Bull have had an absolute shocking run of engine dramas. They're going to be hunting down the makers of Renault and just,
He must be on his way out, surely.
Who?
Ricciardo.
He'll be staying, and there's nowhere else for him to go right now because the Ferrari job will end up either staying with Kimi Raikkonen or Charles Leclerc will end up going there. Mercedes is already locked out. He'll be ending up staying at Red Bull. Two other things to make notice of. It was announced, sort of not announced, but it's pretty much set in stone that the Hopman Cup for 2019 is going to be the last one at Perth Arena. It is set to be replaced with a World Team Cup event that the ATP are trying to put on, and it's likely that that's going to replace it in 2020.
Well, that's kind of the big highlight of the Hopman Cup anyway, isn't it? The team part
the
of it
team
all?
Aspect. The sort of the mixed doubles is sort
it's a
of
bit of
the,
fun. Like, everyone loves that bit.
Yeah,
of it.
And it's the sort of, you know, signifying factor of the event. It's going to be sad to lose the event 30 years, but the organisers understand that it is pretty much a dead duck itself.
Yeah.
And also, it's sort of been well known, but Optus Stadium will be hosting a Bledisloe Cup game in 2018. It will be happening in August. Tickets will be on sale October 26. My dad is ecstatic.
My mum's ecstatic as well. She's a Kiwi, so she's pumped.
My,
she's like,
exactly, my
get
dad
around
too.
It.
Yeah, my dad's a Kiwi, so he was like, you know, let's make sure we get tickets. And I said, fine, but you're not sitting with me.
Yeah, no, that's a fair call. Yeah, I said the same to my mum, so...
No,
it's going to be huge, but going to be huge. We did know it was on the cards, but good to see it's formally been announced.
And keep in mind, next year at State of Origin, Rugby League is going to be in town as well.
We might just become a rugby state. Nah, I'm just kidding.
We won't. Man, jeepers creepers.
Won't be doing that. Quickly as well before you go, Slammers, women, they unfortunately lost on the weekend.
Unfortunately, sad loss for them. They lost by 10 points to Kalamunda, so they are out. The men's team did have a win. Travis Dernan scored 45 points and 18 rebounds. The man's a king. Brian Vokel last night named the men's MVP. Courtney Bayliss named the women's MVP at their wind-up last night.
And a couple of big milestones as well.
Kate Fielding managed to get to her 250th recently, and that got celebrated. Dan Wood celebrated his 50th game of the weekend, and of course, Clive Whedon got to 150 on the weekend.
Thank you very much, Mr. Daniel Leach. Appreciate it, mate.
Oh, yeah, but now.
And we have heard the news just about a week ago about a WA police officer being investigated after saying basically what was on his mind on his own social media accounts. Now, when it comes to all things social media, I like to chat to a social media sociologist. Is that the right way to say it, Peter?
I think you've done very well there.
I tried my hardest there. Peter Sutton from Kai Ming Consulting. How are you this morning, mate?
I'm very well, and you, and hi to all your local listeners there.
Yeah. Now, let's just talk about when it comes to rights as a social media user. Do we have any?
Yeah, of course you do. You know, you have full responsibility and full control over what you publish. I think what people forget, though, is that there are laws that sit around the publication of what you put out over your social media channels, and then there are, I suppose, rules and policies and procedures that organisations have as well.
Absolutely. One word comes to mind, and that is defamation. If you go onto your social media and say you're just having a bad day at work and you get on social media and have a bit of a rant about the current workplace, is that defamation?
Well, I'm not a lawyer, so that's difficult for me to answer, but I think what people need to be aware is that you know, all of our traditional print and media publications, the rules that apply in and around defamation, they also apply to you and what you publish out in the public domain.
Interesting. So then how does a workplace protect its reputation?
Look, by a range of things, and it's really, really important for workplaces that they begin to understand the impact of social media on their workplace. So a lot of really proactive organisations, they will have regular employee training in and around what they do. Their social media policies and procedures will be very explicit, and that depends on, you know, the size of the organisation or the type of the organisation. Government tends to be a little stricter, say, than maybe potentially in some of the small business world or corporate world. There needs to be an ongoing commitment as to what the context is for social media inside that workplace, and then who has responsibility in and around publishing on behalf of the organisation or elements of the organisation, and what you know, what is considered by the organisation to be appropriate and not appropriate in terms of the values that they hold.
Yeah, I think that's a big one that a lot of businesses would have to ask themselves when it comes to social media.
Look, I think it is, because what you quite often hear is, and I, in my work with lots of organisations, is that, you know, individuals will say, yes, we have a right to free speech. Well, yes, we do have a right to free speech. However, that is now beginning to buffer up against, you know, your employees' values and ideals and what they expect of you as a, you know, as a workplace participant.
Yeah, 100%. And if you, I guess if you're an employee and you're going to get on social media and bag out your work, number one tip, probably don't tag your work in it.
Yeah, look, I've seen some pretty bizarre things in my time over the last 8 to 10 years.
Yeah.
Look, you know, if you're having a bad day, you know, park that phone in your pocket and go and talk to someone, have a face-to-face conversation, blow off your steam in another way. You know, letting fly online, it's going to be there. It's an historical footprint. And it really is quite harmful to the individual who's writing it, as well as to all the connections that he has out in the community, he or she has in the community, whether they are, you know, in a workplace or in some of their other organisations that they mix with.
Yeah, 100%, mate. Well, thanks for the chat today and helping clearing that up a little bit. Thank you.
My pleasure, Alan. Talk
Peter, soon. Here at Triple M, we love our sports. Obviously, a lot of the sports we do chat about is footy. We love our footy, but a sport that doesn't get quite a lot of the same amount of love, but is very, very fun to watch, is darts. I know you're thinking, darts, are you actually serious, Alan? Are you really trying to sell me on darts right now? I really, really am. Fox Sports broadcast darts. I don't know if you ever sat down and watched a game, but they get huge crowds overseas. They even do so a little bit here as well. But in Scotland, this game went absolutely mental. This guy scored 3 triple 20s, which is just absolutely insane in the darts world. Here's the reaction from the commentary and from the crowd. Get excited around this.
Do that sort of thing. And respond in kind.
One, it's massive.
What a night we've had at the Winter Gardens. What a darty party this is.
Party. 136.
Yes, a darty party. Just love it. I love the term darty party. It hasn't been used enough, and it probably won't be as far as I'm concerned. Absolutely love it. That's still going on in the background, by the way. Absolutely hilarious game. But, yeah, triple 20s. Just watching it, it seems like rigged the way he just nails these spots. Listen to the crowd again. They're getting so into it.
Gary Anderson wants triple 19.
Everyone's getting ready.
There we go.
Triple 20. Oh, just absolutely crazy. Fox Sports, thanks for that audio. Just a darty party. Just asking the question this morning in that goal that Higgins kicked in Collingwood taking on the Tigers. It was an absolutely amazing goal. Here's a bit of the audio
Coxon
from it.
Coxon emerges at the edge of the square. Martin, no free kick. It was on a nice edge. Higgins.
So what happened is he's coming in with the ball. He goes behind the line but leaves the ball in play, tosses it, just gently tosses it over through between the posts, and then connects it with his boot and boots it almost like one of those kicks you'd see out of the soccer, and straight in through a goal. A lot of speculation today. Some people are saying it's a throw. Some people are saying it's a goal. We'll kick it off right now. Plenty of calls in line. Albert, mate, what did you think it was?
Definitely a throw, mate, yeah.
You think it was a throw?
Yeah, that was. Yeah, definitely.
What makes it a throw over a goal? Because he did throw it up, but then it went straight to his boot. What do you think would have made it, like, why are people saying it's a goal to you?
Well, obviously because he kicked it through, but, yeah, his hand, nah, it was definitely a throw. I wouldn't give it a goal.
You wouldn't give it a goal? All right, awesome, mate. Nah, well, thanks for your call. No, fair enough. All you can do is ask. We'll take it over to Nolene. Nolene's got some strong opinions on this one, I'm sure. Nolene, what do you think it was, a goal or a throw?
I actually saw it, yes. I think it was a goal, but in saying that, I think that helps anyone to flog Collingwood's a goal.
Yeah, no argument here.
Anything, yes.
He could have walked it through. You would have been happy to take that as a goal.
Absolutely, I don't care, as long as it wasn't black and white.
Oh, I love it. Thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
Son.
This is your Week in the Stars with Felicity Sun.
Well, I've got Felicity Sun on the line. Good morning, Felicity.
Good morning, Alan.
It's now time to take a look in the stars.
Cancer, don't listen to your voicemails this week. Leo, water won't kill you this week. Virgo, sleep in bed at least two nights to be able to get a good rest. Libra, five people will have an R in their name that you talk to this week, but they'll also think you're stupid. Scorpio, it's someone's birthday that's not yours tomorrow. Sagittarius, you may see horoscope advice on Facebook this week. All of it is untrue for you on there. Capricorn, use your eyebrows to convey emotions on Wednesday. Aquarius, wearing shoes may or may not protect your feet when outside. Pisces, snoozing your alarm may make you get out of bed later. Aries, if you're wondering whether you smell, you do. Taurus, if you live on planet Earth, you are safe from danger this week. And Geminis, avoid triangles.
Excellent. Well, Felicity Sun, some great news in there for some people. Not for Aries, but the rest of them seem to be going okay. Thank you very much, Felicity. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Alan.
Felicity Sun there. Take that with what you will.